Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. As God's my witness, Ramona, I have pulled this up because I want to look at a particular New York Post article. But as I look at that article, there are associated headlines up above and associated pictures with them. I'm just going to read you these headlines. I'm not leaving any out. This is across the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is. Okay? From left to right. Police free missing nurse found gagged and chained to bed. Jesse James Decker explains why she's removing her very large breasts. Missouri assistant fire chief charged with murder after hidden something. Naked man nabbed with undressed 14-year-old girl at Long Island. San Diego woman 41 has arms and legs amputated after routine surgery.
What? None of that is good.
Brutal.
It's awful.
Every single one.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we
have
even...
Have you ever heard that you have a nice story every now and then?
Right. I mean...
Search it out.
Yes, exactly. CD on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. What's going on there, CD?
What's up, man? I want to get into the NFL. It's time.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Let's go division winners. So here's my first overarching thought on the season. Hmm. I think this
this conversation won't involve the Panthers?
Unfortunately not, and I didn't appreciate you for bringing that up before I did. I don't appreciate
funny.
It at all. Don't appreciate that point you made at all, but here we are. No, I don't think we could pull magic out of a hat 2 years in a row, and yeah. I kind of want us to move on from Bryce this year. So, yeah. I think you know where I stand there.
Yeah. So you're rooting for a taller quarterback, it appears, then.
Just a normal-sized human would be okay.
Yes, normal-sized human.
But I think that this year, overall, is going to be super interesting because it feels like almost every division has three teams that could win the division and one team that stinks. And so let's go through NFC division winners and then AFC. Okay, so.
By the way, I hope you're right, because the NFL was frigging awful last year, and this comes from somebody who watches every game. It was basically an unwatchable product last year. It's just so much mediocrity across the board. So people can say whatever they want about college football, and I get it, it's evil, but the product on the field was a hell of a lot better than the product that the NFL put on the field. And I don't know if I've said that before.
That's interesting. Start with the North. So, AFC North, I think you got the Bills. I think the Patriots are going to be... It's going to come down to the end with that division, in my opinion. I just think the Patriots are a game to lose, a game that they shouldn't.
I think the Bills run away with it.
Really?
I do. I think the Patriots take a step back. I think they were really lucky last year. They're now a Super Bowl loser. It's the curse of the Super Bowl loser. They always get crushed the next year. I think that everything went the Patriots' way last year. They played a really pathetic schedule, and I think they play a much more difficult schedule this year. So I just think they take a step back.
Okay, interesting. Let's go AFC North. I think the Ravens take it back. I think Lamar stays healthy. I just don't, you know, old man Aaron Rodgers, not there. I want to trust the Bengals. I really do. I want to trust the Bengals. I was just torn between the two, but I just think for some reason Lamar just has Burrow's number in the regular season, so I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I hope you're right. I hope he does stay healthy. I think that he's an unbelievable player and talent, but it's that health part now.
Let's go with the East divisions. I'm going Cowboys. And I don't think I've ever said this, but it's been the quiet off season, and I think that's good for them. And I don't believe Jalen Hurts.
He's getting worse. I think Jalen Hurts is getting worse. I think he had a support structure before, and I mean, listen, he could never throw the football, but now it looks like he really can't throw the football. I mean, I'm concerned about them. I sort of tend to agree with that. And I'll tell you who I think the surprise team in that division is. I think it's the Giants. I think the Giants are ready to take a step. First of all, they have dudes all over that defense. I mean, that defense might be just plain filthy. They have talent at wide receiver. They get their star receiver back. You got Skedabo at running back. He's running behind a 270-pound fullback. Dart is the guy. I think the Giants, and you have Harbaugh. I think the Giants take a significant step forward. I'm not saying necessarily make the playoffs, but I would not be surprised if they did.
I mean, I agree with you on the Giants. I think they're just a half step behind the C-words, the commies, and the Cowboys. I mean, I just think that if Jaden Daniels is healthy, you know, the Commanders are going to be in contention, right? They lose Debo, but I think as long as Diggs doesn't wreck the team and go on crazy trips with his blue powder substance,
yeah,
I think they're going to be super competitive. But I just got the Cowboys there.
Okay. Yeah, I think I buy that.
Okay, let's go. AFC, I think that the other one is, let's go South. AFC South, I got the Texans. Best defense in the league, in my opinion. I think Stroud has a comeback season.
I'm thinking so too. I'm with you there. I think Houston arguably does have the best defense in the league, and I think Stroud has a bounce back year.
And NFC South.
I'm thinking he's finally got rid of that hooker he was hanging out with. I think she was his undoing. I think she was his undoing. I am a little concerned about that pre-training camp photo where he looked like an 8-year-old as he was walking into the facility. That's a very disturbing photo. That, you know, I'm looking for like some sign that you have hit a weight room.
But the thing is, you know, I lived in Houston. He was always out in the streets.
Yeah.
Right now, this shows me that he's been inside.
Yeah.
And when you're inside, a lot of times good things come.
Okay.
For our division, I just think the Saints take it. I mean, I'm super impressed with Chuck. I don't like that. I just think the Saints take it, and the Bucks are probably right there because Reuben Bain looks like
monster
he's always been.
People ignored what they saw on film, and it looks like they're going to pay a price for ignoring what they saw on film.
I know, but the problem is, as a Panthers fan, you're so used to Mike Evans killing you.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing that with just Odunze, but, like, I mean, it could be, but I'm just going with the Saints there.
Yeah.
And then if we go to the West, I think the Rams Seahawks are going to go to, it's going to be a final game type of battle. And I'm going with the Rams, especially if they get Donald back. And AFC West, I think it's going to be the Chargers, man.
Yeah, so do I.
So those are my picks.
I really think that you could wind up with the Chargers playing the Rams and in the Super Bowl. That would be the wildest Super Bowl ever because, again, both teams cohabitate the same building, and that's where the game is played. So that would be absolute insanity if it were to happen. And I think there's a chance of it. I think people are vastly underestimating what the return of Slater and Ault is going to mean to the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, and also I think that, you know, Mikey McDaniel, this is Justin Herbert is probably the best quarterback that ever played in the Shanahan type system.
Oh, without question.
Other than, and so it's like
that guy won the lottery. I mean, he dumped Tua for Herbert. You know,
oh my God.
I mean,
if you see his press conferences, he's like a kid.
He's
always been like a kid in the candy store.
Yes.
But now he's like a kid at the biggest.
Listen, he had to scheme a whole offense when he was in Miami based on like a 20-yard football field. I mean, you can only do so much with a slant. And it was the entire offense was based on a slant. And this is the National Football League, and that's just not good enough. And quite frankly, Tua looks terrible now. I mean, he looks worse than ever. He's going to wind up the third-string quarterback in Atlanta.
I know, and you got to stop. You got to stop talking about
Strand.
You know,
we got to play that, Ramona. We got to play that on Strand. Don't let me forget that.
And then,
like 2 years ago, I warned about him.
And finally,
what are you shaking your head at in there?
Most difficult division to pick, in my opinion, NFC North. I'm just going to go Packers, and
I am too.
I think it's a combination of Parsons and Love. And I just think that they are two of the best players at two of the most important positions
I'm buying that.
In the division.
Yep.
And I just can't get past that. But I think that Kyler's going to raise the Vikings. I think that the Bears are going to continually improve. And I think that the Lions are still the Lions, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be the most fun division, top to bottom, to watch on a week-to-week basis.
That or the AFC West?
Well, yeah, that in the West, yeah, obviously, and also the NFC West is going to be tough too, right? But that's why I think it's going to be a very interesting year. I can't wait.
Well, the NFC West depends on the Niners and whether Arizona has any pulse at all, and they probably don't. And the Niners are an unknown in that regard.
I know, but I'm getting good Niners vibes back.
I am too.
Because ever since CMC left us, like I've been following him, and it's just I'm getting good Niners vibes back.
Man, so you sound a lot smarter on air than all that crap you write on Twitter.
Well, don't do that. You know, just for everybody to know, you got to have friends. You got to have friends that you disagree with.
That's
otherwise,
right.
You just have them.
That's
you know,
exactly
you have
right.
One view of the world.
That's exactly right. I wait for all your tweets so I can just shoot them down.
Oh, man. Love you guys. You're good.
See you, CD. That's good stuff right there. I think he's on to it across the board. I mean, I sort of see it similarly. I'm going with many of those. The only thing I think Buffalo's going their division, the East, fairly easily. I just think New England's taking a step back. I don't know if you want to call it the Vrabel thing. I don't know if you want to call it the curse of the Super Bowl loser. I don't know if you want to call it the headache that is AJ Brown. But I think above all that, I just think the schedule is going to be significantly more difficult. I think they had a remarkably easy schedule. I think May is good, but I think they take a step back. I think Buffalo takes a step forward, and we'll see how that plays out. All right, here's what we're doing. We're going to take a break here. And when we get back, it is Garnet and Gold and Jack and Easley. And I have some other stories before we even get to the Road Rage Top 25 versus the AP poll, which we're going to endeavor to do.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about Ashley and Platt Moore and AMPM Farms. Ramona, I am so craving their beef right now. I have got to place some sort of big order. I have to have it. Massive working farm in Fountain Inn, between Fountain Inn and Woodruff. True farm-to-table market with complete traceability. You want to know where your food comes from the farm to your plate in under 2 weeks. Started in 2020 with 24 head of cattle. Now, 5 years later, over 700 head of cattle. The beef is just unbelievable. You talk about premium pasture-raised beef, 100% grass-fed, never confined, never any vaccines or hormones or antibiotics. No, no, no. That sets them apart from 95% of the beef in America. And trust me, you will know the difference. We have forgotten what real beef tastes like. We have so messed with our beef supply, with the things that we do, that we don't even remember what it tastes like anymore. I promise you this. Whether it's the aged beef or any of it, I've had it all at AMPM Farms. Once you get beef from AMPM Farms, you will never, ever go back to wherever it is you're buying your beef now. I don't care if it's a store. I don't care what it is. I'm sorry. It's not in the same universe. It's just not. Get to, okay? Let's go.
All right. ASC, and I kind of was in and out here. You talked to him, but you're not going to like my pick on this one. I got the Patriots winning their division. Jaguars, Chargers,
the Ravens. Why do you think the Patriots? I mean, because I actually think they're going backwards from where they were.
I know, but there's just something about Josh Allen in road games, and I don't know. It's a gut thing more than anything else. It was a flip-flop between those two. You know, I'm thinking one's probably going to be at a 11-6, the other will be 12-4. But it's just a gut thing for me, for the Patriots. The Jaguars, there's something to, you know, Cohen, the OC, or the coach is, you know, Trevor Lawrence looked a lot better last year. And I don't think that BTJ is going to have as bad of a season this year as he did last year. So that's why I've got them over Houston, even though I think Houston's got the best defense in the AFC and probably in the whole league, with the exception of maybe St. Louis, or not St. Louis, but the Rams. And then the Chargers, I think McDaniel is going to turn Herbert into an MVP candidate this season.
I'm buying that.
And I like the weapons he has. I like the running back room. Joe Alt coming back is I think going to be a huge difference on the offensive line.
Well,
for them,
Alt and Slater.
Yeah, Slater too. Yeah, right. Yeah, the two of them. I think that's going to be, as long as they can stay healthy, I think that's going to be big. And then with the Ravens, that division's garbage. And if Lamar doesn't get hurt, I think they'll win that division by 4 or 5 games probably. I just don't believe in Cincy. I don't believe in Cleveland, of course, and then Pittsburgh is, who knows? They may go 8-8 again, or 8-9, 9-8. I don't know. I just don't like the situation they have at quarterback there right now. So we'll see what happens with them. But I think the Ravens kind of run away with that division, and run away with it fairly quick. I think by probably week 10, week 11, they're going to almost have it wrapped up.
Wow.
The wild card, I got the Bills. Like I said, one game behind behind New England. I got the Texans as a wild card, and I got the Chiefs as a wild card also. I think it's going to be a bounce back season for them too. They've added some pieces that I think are pretty good, and yeah, I don't know. There's something about Mahomes. I know you have your up and down opinion about him, but I don't know. I just can't count him out. And looking at the rest of the league, who else would I have picked over them? I don't know who I'd have picked over the Chiefs as the last wild card. The NFC, I got the Cowboys. I think this is their year. Philly's fallen off. Hurts has become a shell of himself from a couple of years ago. You got an aging running back. You lost one of your best receivers. So I don't think Philly's going to be much of a challenge in that division. The Rams, I think everybody's got the Rams winning that one. I mean, there's hands down, I think they may only lose 2 games this year.
Well, I mean, let's not forget they play in the division with the Super Bowl winner, too.
I know. I'll get to that in a second. Right. I got the Packers. That division is tough. That's a tough call. It came down between them and the Bears. But I'm just going to go with Jordan Love. I think he's going to, at the end of his career, we're going to look back at him as the next in line of great Green Bay quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, I've thought that forever, and it's time for that to happen. So we'll see if it does.
Yeah, yeah. At the wild card, I got the Seahawks. And I got the Seahawks with the second best record in the NFC. I think they'll split with LA.
Okay.
Home and home. So, but I still think that somewhere in there, you know, they're going to lose one to the schedule. And my team is going to win the South, by the way. You probably figured that out.
Bucks. Yeah. I knew that all along. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think New Orleans is going to give us a challenge. Atlanta, just who knows? And Carolina, they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Period. So,
yeah. I think that's right. We'll see. I think the last year for Bryce Young if it doesn't, if you don't see massive improvement.
Right, yeah. I mean, that to me, he would have to amass, you know, a ton of yards, touchdowns, and then win 10 or 11 games and put them squarely. Now,
he has to look the part. I mean, he hasn't looked the part. He has to look the part, so we'll see.
I mean, him and Kyler Murray are fighting for who's the shortest quarterback in the NFL, right?
Well, Kyler Murray is shorter, but he's thicker. And he's stronger. So I think that's still Bryce Young's problem is he's slender, you know. So we'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah. I've got the Bears as the second wild card behind the Seahawks. And then my last one is a toss-up, and I don't like picking two, but I can't – and I'll make the decision before the season starts, but I can't decide if I want to take the Skins or the Lions. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to rush for 2,000 yards this year. I mean, he has Montgomery's gone, so I mean it's his ball to run, and I think yeah, that there's a good possibility.
I don't know if he's built for that. We'll see. I guess maybe. I mean, I think he's truly special. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to lean a little bit heavier on the run this season, probably. Now, you got two great wide receivers in Williams and Amon-Ra, but you got Asian quarterback. And yeah. I think that is probably another thing that's going to lean more toward Gibbs getting the ball now that he signed his contract and he's, you know, in, you know, firmly in there. So I just, and the MVP, like I said, I think that McDaniel is going to put Herbert in the conversation, and I think Herbert's going to be the MVP, and I think they're going to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Wow, another Charger Rams pick. How about that? All right.
So see, the Bucks are my wife, and the Chargers have always been my girlfriend on the side.
Okay.
Just because of LaDainian Tomlinson.
All right. I got you.
All right.
I like it, Garnet Gold. It's well done. Yep. And, of course, the Tampa Bay Bucks win their division. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, I saw some film today and retweeted a post by a coach talking about Garrett Nussmeier and how great he looks and that he's going to play in this league for a long, long time. Look, I've said that forever about Nussmeier. It was injury that prevented him from having an opportunity, and now he does. And I think you're actually seeing the insane arm talent that he has. I mean, he made a throw the other day not a lot of quarterbacks can make. So I think you're actually starting to see that. So we'll see moving forward how that plays out. But I'm pretty optimistic about Nussmeier's potential. Ramon, I have another story you're not going to believe when we come back, and we will get to that in short order. Also, we're going to compare my preseason rankings with the AP poll, but as a part of that, I also want to talk briefly about a couple ACC games that I wrote about today. I think NC State, Virginia, and Florida State, SMU are enormous early league games, really big games that these teams out of the gate, just very, very important football games in terms of league standings and potential. All right, we'll be back. Waltip, Tulip, Road Rage.
The countdown is on. 11 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles. Low prices.
Love the savings.
Randall right inside of Clubman. Third and two at the Boston College 8. Handoff Randall. First down inside the five.
I was thinking Tua.
Yeah. I think Tua might be basically finished. We'll see.
I know, but why are they even considering that, Walt?
I'm not sure they are. I think they had no other option. I mean, they found a veteran quarterback who had started a lot of games for a really cheap price, and they knew Penix was injured and coming off injury. But I think they've seen enough of Tua now to know that that can't be an answer, and Penix is back. So I think you're going to see Penix, and I think you're going to see Jack Strand compete with Penix for that.
I'd rather have Penix injured than Tua healthy.
Yeah.
To play quarterback.
Yeah, I think the arm talent demands that. So, I think with Penix and Strand, you have some potential there, and with Tua, I think you have none. So.
So what's your thoughts on the defense, Walt? You think they upgraded?
I think maybe a little. I mean, I just think the division, just in general, is sort of a mess.
Where do you see Atlanta in the division? I guess that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I think they're like a 500 team, but I think everybody in the division is like a 500 team. I don't think. It's a little like the AL West in baseball. I just don't think there's a team in it that looks like it's going to contend for anything. You know?
Even with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay?
No, I don't think so. And he's not happy because his contract hasn't been resolved. But yeah, I don't think there's a team in it that looks like a contending type team.
Okay, I appreciate it, Walt. Yep. Let me ask you one more question, real quick. Vezina, do you think he's going to last all year? And thank you for taking my call,
thank you,
bro.
Rudy. Honestly, Rudy, I don't know the answer to that. I think that he's going to have the first opportunity, and if he plays well, then he'll keep the job. If he doesn't, then you'll start to see Tate Reynolds filtered in. I'm not sure I believe in the notion that you're going to see Reynolds against LSU. I think that depends how Vezina plays. If he plays poorly, then I think you'll see Reynolds. But if he doesn't play poorly, then I'm not sure you'll see Reynolds at all. I don't know why you would, quite frankly, if Vezina is playing relatively well. All right, Ramona, before we get to rankings and all that stuff, there's this. The 49ers owner, Ramona, Jed York, ran into a little problem.
Okay.
He solicited a prostitute online. $140 trailer park prostitution arrest. And here are the details. San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York, whose family's worth an estimated $8.5 billion, was arrested on Sunday at 9:35 for trying to pay just $140 for sex in an Ohio trailer park, according to documents obtained by the California Post. York responded to an advertisement on Sunday from a known prostitution website in Columbiana County, Ohio, and arranged to have sexual activity with the female in exchange for $140. However, when York was on the way to meeting who he thought was a sex worker at a trailer park in East Palestine, Ohio, he was taken into custody by an agent from the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force, who had orchestrated the sting operation.
So this wasn't even a real a real hooker. No. And he got caught. Oh, my God.
The trailer park, Wheat Hill MHP, later claimed on Facebook that York was arrested there because that's where he pulled over, not that the police were using one of the homes as part of their sting. York had in his possession his cellular device, which was used to arrange the criminal act, according to court documents. The documents show York was booked into the county jail on two separate charges, one count of engaging in prostitution, one count of possessing criminal tools. On Monday, York cut a plea deal with prosecutors, according to Columbiana County Municipal Court records. York, who was initially released on $5,000 bond, pled no contest to a lesser charge of disorderly conduct, as well as no contest to one count of possessing criminal tools. I'm not quite sure I understand that. He was sentenced to one day in jail, though he was given credit for time served. He was ordered to pay $1,150 in fines. Well, that'll make a big difference. Court filing also shows that York's attorney stated he completed an online course.
A course for what?
You mean after? Yeah.
So he's big on the online.
Right. Online course.
So why didn't they just charge him with doing what they arrested him for? Why do they always have to, like, change it down to something that has zero to do with what they were getting him for?
Yeah, I have no idea. York, 46, is from Youngstown, Ohio. He's been married to Danielle Bellamini for over a decade.
Well,
they share two sons together. I'm guessing there won't be a third. York took over as CEO of the Niners in 2008. York is the son of Denise DeBartolo and John York. He became the team's principal owner in 2024, blah, blah, blah. The NFL added through a spokesperson that it's aware of the matter and it will be reviewed under the personal conduct policy. You think, will anything be done?
It doesn't sound like it. They arrest him for that. Why didn't they just make him pay for that? Why did they? And then they put him in jail for a day and then said, okay, we'll use that.
Yeah, they got his little mugshot here, and he's...
I mean, how stupid do you got to be?
They got his little mugshot here, and he's up against a height chart.
I love a mugshot.
He's just over 5'8".
Okay.
He might be like 5'8 and a half. 5'8 and a half, and there are so many questions with this. So many things I don't understand. Like, one of these things I don't understand is... I'm sorry... You did what?
I know.
You're worth $8.7 whatever it was, $1 billion, and you're soliciting a $140 trailer park hooker the internet.
He could probably have hired somebody, you know, that's all expensive and comes to your hotel.
Exactly. See,
that,
that's it. Exactly. Why do any of that? Not know some women personally who will accommodate your interests for a significant price, which you have? That it
and
can
you
all
won't
be,
get in trouble.
Right, can
you're
all be done in private.
They won't get in trouble.
Right. You're not randomly picking some hooker from the hooker classified section on the internet.
At a trailer park. It had to tell him on the internet that it was a trailer park. He wanted to go to the trailer park to get a hooker.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how, like, it doesn't dawn on you that maybe this is a bad idea. Like maybe
I love the mugshot.
Like maybe answering a prostitution ad on the internet could be bad. That first of all, that you have no way of knowing whether that's actually the police that you're contacting. You have no way of knowing that. I don't know, Ramon. I don't know if it works like Amazon where they have like hooker reviews online. You know, you get 4.5 stars. I mean, you see the reviews. I don't know if the reviews are authenticated. You know, Amazon has some authenticated reviews now. I don't know how they do that. But do you have authenticated reviews on the hookers? I just...
$140 off the internet. And you know, it had to say on the internet, trailer park, because that's where they told him to go. I bet the cops went, I can't believe we got this dude.
Right. To Bartlow. They must be laughing their butts off.
They probably thought they were just going to get some normal random guy looking for a hooker, not this dude.
Right. I mean, some guy's been saving up for weeks, not the guy who has $8.7 billion.
Change.
I don't get it. For the life of me, I just don't understand it. I mean, you have like everything. I mean, you can buy
$140.
Right, you can buy whatever you want. You know, I'm a big comes to you. You could have done comes to you with $8.7 billion.
Yeah, not had to worry about cops being around the corner.
Right. I mean, again, you answer an ad. What do you expect? It's an illicit activity. It's still illegal. It may be the world's oldest occupation, but it's still illegal. You can't let your fingers do the walk-in and go shopping on the internet hooker website.
And now everybody knows your business.
Right. It's just like one of these things. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. Like every day in this industry, there are things.
It's stupid.
Just
it's
crazier and crazier that you just have to wonder. I mean, they just make no sense whatsoever. And this is certainly one of them. Again, why do you do this? Why? What's the reason? You have so many options. I mean, look. If you're just, you don't want options. But if you're a regular person, okay, that doesn't have this bankroll, this money, and you see ads for hookers, you probably don't even want to click on those because you sort of know.
No,
like
because
giant red flags say
stuff
I could be arrested.
Yeah.
This could be a sting. I could be arrested. But the guy who's running the 49ers and who's worth $8.7 billion, it never dawns on him that this might not, since it's not legal, that there might not be actual legal hooker ads on the internet? I don't know. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson.
Greenville Anderson.
WAHT-AM 1560.
Cowpens.
97.5 Spartanburg.
We are the Roar.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway.